This presentation is a part of Audio Adventure Theater.
Well, we did intend to name the baby Lucy, if it was a girl, as she most surely is. But we didn't expect her to be born on Christmas morning of all times.
No.
And a real Christmas baby is not to be named lightly.
Definitely not!
I have in years past assisted in naming our three boys, dear heart, so this time I shall leave this matter entirely up to Mrs. Bird.
But, Mr. Bird, I...
No, dearie, the matter is settled. Your husband says you shall name the baby. You shall name the baby.
That's right, Grandma.
All right, Mother, but I think I'll need some ideas. Donald, what name do you want the baby to have?
Well, I like the name Maud.
Where did you come up with the name Maud?
I don't know. I just like that name.
All right. And you, Uncle Jack?
Well, I think that the first girl should always be named for her mother.
Grandma?
I prefer not to take any part in this discussion.
Well, dear heart, have you made your decision?
I think this is too profound a subject to be settled here and now, on the spot.
Very wise counsel indeed. Well, you think about it, my dear, and when you're ready, just let us know, eh?
CTD Productions presents to you The Bird's Christmas Carol, based on the short story by Kate Douglas Wiggin, starring Hannah Thiessen, Caleb Thiessen, Jerusha Coates, and Renee Thiessen.
Carol? Well, it will be very strange indeed if a whole family of birds cannot be indulged in a single carol.
I think the name is much more appropriate than Lucy. But I'm glad that people will probably think it's short for Caroline.
She's such a happy baby.
Yes, and we're a very happy family.
There, bread and milk all gone. Now you may have a bit of cake, Carol. Bring a piece here, Donald.
Yes, ma'am. Here, look, Carol. I'm going to eat it. Yum, 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 yum. Why did she do that? None of us boys ever did.
I hardly know, except that she is a little Christmas child, and so she has a tiny share of the blessedest birthday the world ever saw.
Well, here it is December again. Carol will be turning 10 years old.
Yes.
This will be the first Christmas since Donald left for college. I hope he can make it back and spend the holiday with us.
I'm sure he will.
And this will be the fourth Christmas since Grandma, God bless her, has been in heaven.
I miss Mother.
Christmas hasn't been much of a happy time since we found out about Carol's condition.
No. She had never been very strong in body. And then she began to limp, ever so slightly, to complain too often of weariness. We always thought that she would outgrow it, but, Dr. Marshall said today that sometime, it might be in 1 year, it might be more, Carol would slip quietly off into heaven when she came.
Dear heart, it is no use to shut our eyes to it any longer. Carol will never be well again. It almost seems as if I could not bear it when I think of the loveliest child doomed to lie there day after day. And, what is still more, to suffer pain that we are helpless to keep away from her. Merry Christmas, indeed. It gets to be the saddest day in the year to me.
I suffer chiefly for Carol's sake, but I have almost given up being sorrowful for my own. I am too happy, child. And I see too clearly what she has done for us for our boys.
That's true, bless her sweetheart. She has been better than a daily sermon in the house ever since she was born, and especially since she was taken ill.
Yes, Donald, Paul, and Hugh were three strong, willful, boisterous boys. But you seldom see such tenderness, devotion, thought for others, and self-denial in lads of their years. A quarrel or a hot word is almost unknown in this house. Why? Carol would hear it, and it would distress her. She is so full of love and goodness. And as for me, Donald, I am a better woman every day for Carol's sake. I have to be her eyes, ears, feet, hands, her strength, her hope. And she, my own little child, is my example.
I was wrong, dear heart. We will try not to repine, but to rejoice instead that we have an angel of the house like Carol.
And as for her future, I think we need not be over anxious. I feel as if she did not belong altogether to us. And when she has done what God sent her for, he will take her back to himself. And it may not be very long.
Mother!
Why, what is it, Hugh? What have you got there?
It's a letter from Europe.
It's from Uncle Jack. He's going to be coming to spend the holidays with us.
Now, settle down, Carol, dear. Mustn't excite yourself.
Dear Mommy, tell your loving wife, Uncle Jack.
It's been 3 years since we saw him.
Aren't you going to open it, Mother?
Yes. All right, Carol. It is from Uncle Jack.
Oh, yay!
Here, Carol, you read it aloud to us all.
All right.
London, November 28th, 1887. Wish you Merry Christmas, you dearest birdlings in America. Bring your feathers and stretch the bird's nest a little if you please. And let Uncle Jack in for the holidays. Please? Drop a note to the clerk of the weather and have a good rousing snowstorm. Say on the 22nd. None of your meek,
nonsensical, shilly-shallying snowstorms. Not the sort where the flakes float lazily down from the sky as if they didn't care whether they ever got here or not, and then melt away as soon as they touch the earth. But a regular, business-like, whizzing, whirring, blurring, cutting snowstorm. Warranted to freeze and stay on.
Tell Bridget to begin to fatten a turkey. Tell her by the 20th of December that turkey must not be able to stand on its legs for fat. The pudding must be unusually huge and darkly, deeply, lugubriously black in color. I expect to be there on the 20th to manage these little things, remembering it is the early bird that catches the worm, but give you the instructions in case I should be delayed. And Carol must decide on the size of the tree. She knows best. She was a Christmas child. And Bridget must bring the pudding to her bedside and let her drop every separate plum into it and stir it once for luck, or I'll not eat a single slice. For Carol is the dearest part of Christmas to Uncle Jack, and he'll have none of it without her. She is the very sweetest Christmas carol that was ever written, said, sung, or chanted.
And I am coming as fast as ships and railway trains can carry me to tell her so. Oh, yay!
Yahoo!
Samoan, Peter, Susan, come here. Kitty, Biori, where you be? Bring Ellie and Clem and baby Larry with you.
Here we are, Mom.
Where are the fire?
Ah, Sarah Maud, Peter. Where's your brothers and sisters?
We're all coming.
Kitty, you shouldn't run in the house.
I wanted to, Mom.
I don't care about that corn. Where's Susan and Peori?
Here, Mom. And they brought Ellie and Clem and baby Larry with them.
Good. Now I want all you children to take a look at what's in me hand.
It's a letter.
Yes, and guess who it's from?
General Grant.
No, it's from the bird family. More specifically, 'tis from little Carol Bird.
From Carol?
What's it about?
You're all invited to a dinner party at their house.
Dinner party?
You mean with lots of food?
I want food.
Yes, you're right. Here, listen to me read the invitation. Bird's Nest, Dear M.R.S. Rubus. I am going to have a dinner party on Christmas Day and would like to have all your children come. I want them everyone, please, from Sarah Moore to Baby Larry. Mama says dinner will be at 5:30 and the Christmas tree at 7, so you may expect them home at 9:00. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I am yours truly, Carol Bird.
Yahoo! I can't wait for the dinner party.
We can go, right, Mom?
Of course you can. Here, I'll put this letter in that old photograph frame and hang it in the kitchen. Then everyone that sets eyes on it, it will turn pale with envy.
Well, I think you should get some nice clothes for the Rugal's children's presents. Their clothes always have so many holes and patches in them.
I know they need the clothes, but they don't care much for them after all. Now, Papa, won't you please let me go without part of my presents this year and give me the money that they would cost to buy something to amuse them?
You can have both. Is there any need of my little girl's going without her Christmas, I should like to know? Spend all the money you like.
But that isn't the thing. It wouldn't be mine.
Now, Papa, you know very well it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Then why won't you let me do it?
Now, Papa, submit, or I will have to be very firm and disagreeable with you.
Very well, Your Highness, I surrender.
That's a dear, Papa.
It's the 20th today and no sign of Uncle Jack yet.
I hope he didn't get detained on business or left behind or snowed up.
Carol, you. There's a surprise here for you.
What is it?
What is it? I'll tell you what it is. It's me, you dimple-faced boy.
Uncle Jack! You really did come!
Of course I really came, my little birdling. You don't think I'd miss the snowstorm outside, do you?
Oh, Uncle Jack.
Hey, now wait a minute. What about that turkey? What's happening with that?
Oh, it's all perfectly fine. The turkey nearly died a natural and premature death from overeating.
Well, that's good enough for me.
I wonder who that could be.
Go and see, Mother.
I wonder who it is.
Maybe it's a snowman wanting to get out of the cold.
Oh, Uncle Jack.
Oh!
What is it? Everything all right?
Oh, yes, yes. Why? Look who came all the way from college to spend Christmas with us.
Donald!
Hello, Carol. Hello, Hugh. How is everyone?
Just fine, Donald.
Yeah. I bet you can speak Greek and Latin now, right?
Oh, not very much, I'm afraid.
Donald, there's fresh milk and cookies in the kitchen if you like.
Well, if he doesn't, I'll sure do.
Milk and cookies. My. That reminds me of something that happened back at the college. You see, there's Ted Brown and me.
And can you hear about school?
Uncle Jack?
Yes, Carol.
I want to tell you all about my plans for Christmas this year, Uncle Jack. Because it will be the loveliest one I ever had. I used to think the first thing when I waked on Christmas morning. Today is Christ's birthday and mine. And so I do not quite feel about Christmas as other girls do. I'm going to try to make everyone happy every single Christmas I live. And this time it's to be the Rubuses and the Rears.
That large and interesting brood of children in the little house at the end of the back garden?
Yes. When they first moved in, I used to sit at my window and watch them play in their backyard. They're so strong and jolly and good-natured. Now Sarah Maud comes to her door when the children come home from school. And if Mom nods her head yes, that means Carol is very well. And then you ought to hear the little Rugalses yell. But if Mama shakes her head no, they always play at quiet games.
Is Peter the oldest?
No, Sarah Maud is the oldest. She helps do the washing, and Peter is the next. He is a dressmaker's boy.
And which is the pretty little red-haired girl?
That's Kitty.
And the fat youngster?
Baby Larry.
And that freckled one?
Now don't laugh! That's Peoria!
Carol, you are joking!
No, really, Uncle Dean. She was born in Peoria, that's all.
And is the next boy Oshkosh?
I shall give the 9 Rugelses a grand Christmas dinner right in this room. And afterwards, a beautiful Christmas tree, fairly blooming with presents. And after we've had a merry time with the tree, we can open my window and I'll listen to the music at the church service, if it comes before the children go. I've written to the organist. Will you see if it's all right?
Why, of course, my bird. Bird's Nest, December 21st, 1887. Dear Mr. Wilkie, I am the little sick girl who lives next door to the church, and as I seldom go out, the music on practice days and Sundays is one of my greatest pleasures. I want to know if you can let the boys sing Carol Brothers Carol on Christmas night. The reason I like Carol Brothers Carol is because the choir boys sang it 11 years ago, the morning I was born, and put it into Mama's head to call me Carol. She didn't remember then that my other name would be Bird, because she was half asleep, and couldn't think of but one thing at a time. Yours truly, Carol Bird. Yes, yes. I think this letter is quite right.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here, Uncle Jack. It makes Christmas much happier.
I'm glad to be here, my little bird, because you make my Christmas much happier.
Well, if I do say so, shouldn't I never see a cleaner, more stylish mess of children in my life. Now look me in the eye. You needn't wear no hats, none of you. And when you get into the parlor and they ask you to lay off your hat, Sarah Maud must speak up and say it was such a pleasant evening and such a short walk that you left your hat at home to save trouble. Now can you remember?
Yes, ma'am.
What have you got to do with it? Did I tell you to say it? Wasn't I talking to Sarah Maud?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Now get up, all of you, and try it. Speak up, Sarah Maud. Quick!
Ma thought it was such a pleasant hat that we better leave our short walk to home.
Oh, whatever shall I do with ye? I suppose I've got to learn it to you. Now we'll try a few things to see how they'll go. Mr. Clement, do you eat cranberry sauce?
Bet your life!
Clement Rugels, do you mean to tell me you'd say that to a dinner party? I'll give you one more chance. Mr. Clement, will you take some of the cranberry?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you kindly, if you happen to have any handy.
Very good indeed. Mr. Peter, do you speak for white or dark meat?
I in particular asked for color. Anything that nobody else wants will suit me.
First rate. Nobody could speak more genteel than that. Miss Kitty, will you have hard or soft sauce with your pudding?
A little of both, if you please, and I'm much obliged.
You just stop your grunting, Peter Rugels. That was all right. I wish I could get it into your head that it ain't so much what you say as the way you say it. Now, Sarah Maud, after dinner, about once in so often, you must say, I guess we'd better be going. And if they say, oh no, set a while longer, you can stay. But if they don't say nothing, you've got to get up and go. Can you remember?
Well, seems as if this whole dinner party sat right square on top of me. Maybe I can manage my own manners, but to manage 9 manners is worse than staying to home.
Oh, don't fret. I guess you'll get along. I wouldn't mind if folks would only say, oh, children will be children. But they won't. They'll say, land of goodness, who fetched them children up? Now, it's 5:15. You can go. And whatever you do, don't forget your mother was a bit grill.
It was such a pleasant evening and such a short walk, we thought we'd leave our hats to home.
I can't say that.
Well, here we are. Ring the bell, Peter.
Right.
My, what a big house.
Ah, you must be the Rugels children. Will you all please come in?
Thank ye.
Ma'am?
Oh, all right.
This way.
Where's your ma going?
It's the kitchen. Can't you smell the food down there?
What do we do without her?
What are you going to do?
Come right upstairs, please.
Yes, Mom.
I'm afraid of the nurse. Follow me, please.
Yes, Mom.
You can go in.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Hello, Mrs. Bird.
Merry Christmas!
Did you lay your hats in the hall?
It was so very pleasant that...
But we didn't have enough hats to go around.
Of course you wouldn't wear hats such a short distance. I forgot what I asked. Now, will you come right into Miss Carol's room? She is so anxious to see you.
Oh, Peter, look at the pictures painted right on the dishes. Did you ever?
I got a whistle.
I declare to goodness, there's so much to look at, I can't scarcely eat nothing.
You like watching? Uncle Jack, can you please pass me an orange?
Certainly. My dear child, there is no doubt about the necessity of this feast, but I do advise you after this to have them twice a year, or quarterly perhaps, for the way they eat is positively dangerous. I assure you I tremble for that terrible Peoria. I'm going to run races with her after dinner.
Never mind, let them eat for once.
It does my heart good to see them, and we shall come after next year.
Have they all gone now, Mother?
Yes, Carol. Uncle Jack's taking them home, and I think you'd better be going to bed soon.
But what about that?
Now, my darling, you have done quite enough for one day. I'm afraid you will feel worse tomorrow, and that would be a sad ending to such a good time.
Oh, wasn't it a lovely, lovely time?
From first to last, everything was just right.
No. But we mustn't talk any longer about it tonight. You are too tired, dear.
I'm not so very tired, Mama.
I have felt well all day. Not a bit of pain anywhere. Perhaps this has done me good.
Perhaps. I hope so. There is no noise or confusion. It was just a merry time. Now, may I close the door and leave you alone? I will steal in softly the first thing in the morning and see if you are all right. But I think you need to be quiet.
Oh, I'm willing to stay alone. But I'm not sleepy yet. And I'm going to hear the music by and by, you know.
Yes, I have opened the window a little. I put the screen in front of it so that you will not feel the air.
Can I have the shutters open? And won't you turn my bed a little, please? This morning I woke ever so early. And one bright, beautiful star shone in that eastern window. I never saw it before. And I thought of the star in the east. They guided the wise men to Jesus. Good night, Mama. Such a happy, happy day.
Good night, my precious little Christmas Carol, Mother's blessed Christmas child.
Bend your head a minute, Mother dear.
Mama dear, I do think that we have kept Christ's birthday this time just as he would like it. Don't you?
I am sure.
My, those little Ruguses sure are nice people. I think it's grand all Carol's doing for them. A little child shall lead them. Well, if anything ever happens to Carol, I will take the Ruguses under my wing. Well now, where is everyone?
Softly, Uncle Jack.
Oh, shh.
We are listening in the library to the music in the church. They sang Carol, Brothers, Carol a while ago, and now we think the organist is beginning to play My Ain Countree for Carol.
I hope she hears it, but they are very late tonight, and I dare not speak to her lest she should be asleep. It is after 10 o'clock.
There were tears in many eyes, but not in Carol's. The loving heart had quietly ceased to beat, and the wee birdie in the great house had flown to its home nest. Carol had fallen asleep, but as to the song, I think perhaps, I cannot say, she heard it after all. so sad an ending to a happy day, perhaps to those who were left. And yet Carol's mother, even in the freshness of her grief, was glad that her darling had slipped away on the loveliest day of her life, out of its glad content into everlasting peace. She was glad that she had gone as she had come, on wings of song, when all the world was brimming over with joy, glad of every grateful smile, of every joyous burst of laughter, of every loving thought and word and deed the dear last day had brought. Sadness reigned, it is true, in the little house behind the garden, and one day poor Sarah Maud, with a courage born of despair, threw on her hood and shawl and walked straight to a certain house a mile away, dashed up the marble steps and into good Dr. Bartol's office.
Oh, sir, it was me and our children that went to Miss Carol's last dinner party. And if we made her worse, we can't never be happy again.
Dear child, dry your tears, for neither you nor any of your flock hastened Carol's flight. Indeed, had it not been for the strong hopes and wishes that filled her tired heart, she could not have stayed long enough to keep that last Merry Christmas with you, dear children.
And so the old years, fraught with memories, die, one after another, and the new years, bright with hopes, are born to take their place. But Carol lives again in every chime of Christmas bells that peal glad tidings, and in every Christmas anthem sung by childish voices.
In The Birds' Christmas Carol by Kate Douglas Wiggin, dramatized for audio by Caleb Teeson, you heard
Hannah Teeson as Carol Bird,
Caleb Teeson as Uncle Jack,
Jerusha Coates as Mrs. Rugles,
Renee Teeson as Mrs. Bird,
Reed Teeson as Mr. Bird,
Aaron Teeson as Peter Rugles,
Bethany Coates as Sarah Maud Ruggles,
Francis Aspirus as Peoria Rugles,
Jordan Longley as Hugh Bird,
Ray Teeson as the narrator,
Lolita Lake as Susan Rugles,
Jordan Shaw as Clement Rugles,
Levi Coates as Paul Bold,
Jenna Carding as Alfreda,
Ellen Gray as Alec Ruggles,
Fred Wilson as Dr. Bartol,
Lucas Carding as the servant,
and Josiah Coates as Donald Bird.
Other parts were played by members of the aforementioned cast. The director was Caleb Teeson, and I am Brent Carding. The Bird's Christmas Carol was brought to you by CTD Productions.
The Audio Adventure Theater theme was composed by Garrett Vandenberg. Also heard in today's production was Daniel Goodman as young Donald Bird, Jan Nelson as Grandma Bird, Natalie Carding as Kitty Rugles, Nathan Carding as Cornelius Rugles, and Joel Teeson as Baby Larry. Be sure to check out our website at audioadventuretheater.blogspot.com.